From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has emerged from Sunday's election with sweeping new executive powers and a coalition parliamentary majority. The opposition has conceded defeat. The presidential hopeful Muharrem İnce called the outcome unjust, warned the new presidential system is dangerous and could lead to one-man rule. International observers were critical of the election process, citing unbalanced media coverage. But Ambassador Audrey Glover of the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights said she doubts it will have any impact on the result.
But it's probably rather unlikely that these few irregularities will make much difference to the final, if any difference at all, to the final result.
Qatar Haas University professor Serhat Güvenç said the election changed decades of parliamentary democracy. The outcome is uncertain.
It's a new phase. We don't know as yet. Of course, the constitution was changed and the changes were approved in the referendum last year. But we don't know how the new system will operate. But parliament, compared to the previous system, has to settle for much reduced powers, especially in checking the executive.
The U.S. Monday said it respects the decision of Turkish voters, but encouraged Turkey's elected leaders to strengthen the country's democracy. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is sending a team to Ethiopia to help authorities there investigate a grenade attack Saturday during a large rally that left two dead and dozens wounded. The blast occurred in the capital Addis Ababa as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed entered a speech. 30 people have been arrested, including several police officials. There has been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. U.S.